anxiety was on her. It seemed almost as if a cloud of fear hung in the air, making it difficult for her to find her breath. She puttered around the kitchen of her small apartment, waiting for it to happen. There was nothing else for her to do but wait. What would happen, there was no avoiding it, and she wouldn't even try. If she did, it would only make things worse. Her growing anxiety made her feel she had to pee frequently, and she found herself sitting on the toilet for half the morning, staring blankly at the tile pattern of the floor. It was all very neat and straight. Adrina called in sick to work. She was on the cleaning staff for a swanky New York hotel and knew she'd be useless that day. Fewer people would get hurt.
"You know that won't matter a bit," she scolded herself.
No, it wouldn't matter, but she knew this wasn't about the hotel or any of the service staff she worked with. This was far more personal. With her nails long bitten down to nubs, she began to pace. To the window, to the door, to the bathroom. With each trip to the window, she would peek out hesitantly, afraid of what she might see. Always the same dull view. On one of her many trips to the bathroom, she gazed for some time at the tired, scared face in the mirror. She had been pretty once, but that had been many years before, and at 68, her black hair had long been replaced by gray. Now, that was being replaced too, and a smattering of white hairs stood out from the rest. Looking at them, a sigh that was almost a death rattle escaped her. She didn't notice. With each trip to the door, she walked almost tiptoe across the carpet, listening for any sound in the hall. She thought about scooting a chair over to the door so she could look out through the peephole, but she knew she would look ridiculous. In her youth, she stood 5 feet tall, but she had been shrinking steadily for 20 years, and the peephole was all but useless to her now. The day dragged on, and it was not until after dinner that it finally came. There was a loud knock on the door, and Adrina clutched her hands to her scrawny chest. She wasn't expecting anyone. Except that she was. In her heart, she knew that hiding in her apartment wouldn't stop what had to happen. She was about to open the door, and there'd be someone standing there, and she would know. She would know something that she couldn't possibly know. Today, it would be about death. There was no question. Maybe one terrible death, maybe more, perhaps a lot more. It had always been this way when she was this keyed up. Someone was going to die.
"Let it be me, let it be me,"
she repeated to herself as she walked down the little hall. Adrina thought she was ready for death. However, in this she was terribly wrong. She paused at the door, afraid of what was to come. But the sound of another, more insistent knock made her face her fears and turn the knob.
"Hello, Mother."
Adrina's son Tomas stood in the doorway. He looked terrible. Never in her life had she seen someone with eyes so bloodshot. He had great dark circles under them that were swollen and puffy. Clearly he had not slept in a long time, and the dark circles made his sallow skin appear sickly yellow. His normally neat black hair stood out uncombed, and his face was unshaven. Facing away from Adrina, Tomas knelt on the hardwood floor of a barren room. It was a room she had never seen before. The wood flooring was glossy and looked polished and was spotless, without a trace of dirt or dust. Adrina stood behind her kneeling son, holding a heavy, heavy gun in her right hand. It felt like she must have just pulled it out of a freezer. It was almost painfully cold. Her vision focused on the back of Tomas's head. His hair was just beginning to show a few gray hairs. Emotionless, she nudged the barrel up against his head and pulled the trigger. It was loud, and a spike of pain shot through both ears. She didn't care. She seemed beyond caring. The bullet blasted out of her son's face, spraying the room with blood and gore. About the edges, her vision clouded and tunneled, so that only when he toppled over onto a girl did Adrina realize the walls were a harsh, stark white. Tomas's blood stood out brightly against the wall.